Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Yay! It's my birthday almost.
It is almost your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
You got, what, 3 more days.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I know. Fantastic. The good news is though I love to celebrate, I don't actually age. So see, Katrina, you don't have to worry, sweetheart,
that
about getting older. We just celebrate life.
I like that.
And maintain a consistent number and wrinkle-freeness. It's lovely. That's mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
Exactly.
Do you sing the traditional birthday song, or do you do Stevie? Happy birthday to you.
Daddy,
happy
you have the birthday best voice.
To you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that just got like a berry for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I love a fun show. Well, we do have a packed house. We're going to cover a lot of good content because obviously as we get ready to dwindle down summer, there's a lot of things to cover so that we are prepared for the upcoming season. In the house, we have Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star. Welcome,
sweetheart. Hello, everybody.
Thanks for bringing delicious wine for my birthday.
Yeah, no worries.
You're giving away wine, right?
Actually, we are giving away wine.
Tell me more.
This is how you do it. It's really simple. You come to the Blue Star, you sit down at a table, and you order either 4 appetizers or 2 entrees, and guess what? Free bottle of wine.
What? I know, and you're going to go with friends anyway, so would you get bottles?
Yeah, if you all have appetizers, free bottle of wine. If you all have dinner, 2 more free bottles of wine. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and force it down your throat. only drink what you're comfortable drinking, but it is just fun. Come on in. Take a load off. Let us take care of you.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice. Jeez. And that's Tuesday through Saturday?
Tuesday through Saturday from 5 o'clock.
And a little background music.
Oh, yeah. We always have live music. We've got the Baby Grand, and we just have a little nice little background music playing in the background.
Well, that's great for our folks to know. And speaking of Main Street, that's where you are. I mean,
you're in
the heart of downtown.
Downtown.
Right on 14th Avenue. Yep. Right across the street from Pocahontas Park and Patriot.
Yes. Patriot, the Palomino pony.
Right. He's your neighbor.
His rear. He's always standing there.
He used to be.
I didn't mean like his behind. Like his, right. That's a rear. He's standing in a rear.
Oh, I was going to say, because he used to be
because he's got his front feet off the ground.
More anatomically correct, so he is
rearing.
Fixed him recently.
Did they?
Yeah,
he
was hung like a horse.
Well, no.
I'm just saying.
No, every once in a while.
When I first moved it was there.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
just restored him, actually,
yeah.
because he
and
fell
he
over in one of the hurricanes and got damaged.
Yeah, he came back circumcised.
Oh,
poor
my
thing.
God.
Well,
there's still
Patriot.
Most of it's still there.
Most of it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Just looks different. It's fine.
I know.
it's fine.
That's a fun fact for
that
history.
That is a fun fact for Main Street.
Well, Patriot's not a girl, for sure.
Exactly. So, when you park across the street to go into Blue Star for dinner Tuesday through Saturday or to consult booking for a private party, look over at Patriot. Say hi. That's what I would do. We actually just...
And the park is fabulous, though. I mean, that is a really, really nice park for the kids.
It's a great place to let the kids burn off some energy. Safe, centrally located. You can't beat it. What's happening in Main Street? We have the executive director of Main Street, Vero, Miss Katrina Palavoda. Yay, I did it good.
Nailed it.
Welcome, darling. You're
Thank
hosting
you.
A conference.
I am.
Vero Beach.
I'm so excited.
You should be.
It's the Florida Main Street Conference. So every year, one Main Street gets picked to host. So we kind of get to show off, highlight what our downtown does. And hopefully all the other Main Streets all over the state will walk away, learn something, and take something back that they can apply to their downtown. So I'm
sure
really excited about this.
We've had such a renaissance. And, you know, right when you started in this position, Miss Kitty Wagner, I just happened to be coming in to visit with her right after you left with your wagon of goodies. And she was very impressed with your energy.
Oh,
so
thank
I'm
you, Kitty.
Certain
yeah. absolutely
that all of those coming for the conference will be too. Is the conference open to the public?
Absolutely. And I would encourage anybody who's just interested in revitalization, just community spirit, just any way that they can help their downtown, their community, anything and everything, fundraising even. to come to a couple sessions. It's, you can do the full 3-day conference. You can even do like a day pass. We also have discounts for, we're doing college discounts, high school discounts, and any type of representative from the city, state, anything like that, if they're interested in attending too. We also
now, where is this being held?
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch of different locations. I was trying to keep everything as downtown as possible, but we don't have a big venue here. So we have Monday sessions are going to be mostly in the Heritage Center. Opening plenary at noon will be in the Historic Courthouse. And then because it's preservation related and we're trying to get more of the younger generation hyped up about preserving things or, you know, being into community where it involves history and turning things into like cool stuff for, you know, millennial style things.
It'll be at the brewery.
It will be at the brewery.
Oh, yeah. I was picking up on that real quick.
I know. I was like, is she going to the brewery? I think she is.
So from 2:00 until 5:00, we've got 3 sessions on historic preservation. We've got the state historic preservation architect coming, Michael Rector, the owner of American Icon Brewery, will be talking, and our sponsor for our opening plenary at 5:00, that's also at American Brewery that evening, Marvin's Windows and Doors will be there to kind of discuss proper ways and the different types of materials you can use to restore historic windows and doors. So it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. So it does sound like it's a big calendar. Where is all of this information? What are the exact dates?
Okay, so the exact dates are going to be Monday, July 30th through Wednesday, August 1st. You can go to www.mainstreetverobeach.org, or you can go to floridamainstreet.com. Anything on our websites, they're kind of trying to parallel everything so you can get all the information you want. You can get your tickets to register on eventbrite.com. And we also try to keep some information on there. So when you look at different tickets, we try to have like descriptions, and we'll have tours and everything open to the public as well. Free lunches. The reception is free. You just have to register for it. So
where is the reception going to be held?
So we have a couple different receptions. Sunday, for those who are kind of coming in, Walking Tree Brewery was really excited to kind of get in the feel for that. And because they kind of have a historic building, too, that's not on the Main Street drag. We're going to do a kind of Sunday fun day thing there from 5 to 7. And then Monday, mostly the opening reception will be at American Icon. So lots of different breweries for people to attend here. And then Tuesday is kind of like our bigger evening. We'll have the Secretary of State banquet, which will be back at the Heritage Center. And that's from 5 to approximately 9. So that's kind of a bigger night. We do a cocktail hour, a dinner. And then our Secretary of State and our Historic Preservation Officer will be awarding different types of awards for preservation, economic development, any type of retail, sales, anything you can think of, like Maine's related. And they'll be awarding different people and businesses throughout the state that night. So they'll get their awards, get their picture taken, and just kind of mingle a little bit.
I think it's fantastic that this conference is going to be coinciding in the same year that Vero Beach turns 100.
I know. That was a fun coincidence. Yeah.
And obviously there's so much preservation and history for us to share. It'll definitely give it some limelight. So very well done. One more time with the website so folks can go there and explore their different options.
Okay, thank you. It's you can go to floridamainstreet.com or mainstreetverobeach.org, and all of our ticket information is on eventbrite.com, and then you can search Florida Main Street Conference.
Katrina, very good information. I'm excited to get updates as I will not be present.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be basking in the sun someplace.
You need to be
enjoying
doing something fun.
Now, August 1st ends this Main Street Conference, but we are set to be very busy.
Very busy.
Mr. Freddie Wolfork of the Gifford Youth Achievement Center is here.
I'm here.
I love you, sir. Thank you for all you do in this community.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show. And tell our listeners how we can help in your back-to-school efforts.
This is not just a show I'm appearing on. I'm appearing on the Anna birthday show.
I know, right? Cheers!
I'm special.
Yes, you are. I love when we first met you. You never called me. It was Valencia. Hey, Valencia, what you got?
Sure,
I love it. I'm like, well, that's clearly me. There was nobody else named that. That's just me.
But I'm so happy to be here and just to give a kickoff to what we are planning for the 20th year.
20 years.
The Gifford Youth Achievement Center has been catering and assisting and supporting needy families that need support. Just a little hand up, not a handout. And August 4th, we're going to be doing just that. We want to either match our last year's goal of 800 book bags stuffed appropriately for the different ages. We're going to match that. But if we get 1,000, that'll be okay. And how can we do that? How can we do that? By more people contributing to this cause. The school district has been very, very generous. 4 pallets of school supplies this year.
Wow, that's great.
It sounds like a lot, but when you talk about
quick,
it goes quick, fast, in a hurry. Mm-hmm. But we want to continue to ask individuals, churches, businesses to drop off those items. We do need help. On August the 3rd, the day before, at 9 o'clock, we're going to be stuffing those big book bags. We're going to have assembly line. You take care of the staple, you take care of the crayon, you take care of the paper, and just whip it.
Brilliant.
And it goes like hotcake. We are done. So we'll start at 9 o'clock, hopefully by 12 o'clock, because I'm not buying you lunch.
Touche.
No, but we want you to come on and have some fun with us. The next day, we arrive at 8 o'clock to set up. But 9 o'clock, the doors open, and we have sororities and fraternities, volunteers coming out, and we're down at Allway. We have stations for each appropriate grade. I mean, it whips through just like that. But you have to make sure you participate in the Freddie Woolfolk Red Hot Cheer.
Oh, how does it go?
I ask a question. I say, education is what? They say, red hot. I say, education is what? They say, red hot. I say, education is R-E-D with a little bit of H-O-T. Education is R-E-D with the H-O-T. Red hot, red hot, red hot.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. It is red hot.
You got to do that because you have the sheriff, county commissioners, teachers, parents, community leaders coming out, pimping these kids up. Let them know on August 13th. When you go back to school,
first day of school,
we're going to have you all supplied. All we ask is that you put your brain to work. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. And I am a firm believer that one should never stop learning.
Exactly.
And my child is getting ready to go into middle school this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Life is about to change.
Charlie Brown.
In the household, to say the least. You know, but if they have working parents that are spread thin, they might not get that positive reinforcement. The Gifford Youth Achievement Center offers more than just backpacks to start the year, correct?
That's right. We're more than an after-school program. We learned that when Johnny and Susie's in the classroom and only you three are there, you hear a fourth voice. That fourth voice can sometimes be their stomach growling.
So we help
provide food. We help provide assistance in other areas. We have a mental health specialist, a counselor, if you will, to help these kids to work their way through the maze of life. It's not easy. So therefore, you have to know the whole story before you can begin to add a remedy to the situation. So we've learned that over 20 years, and now we are moving ahead, and we are outgrowing the facility.
We're
expanding 14,000 square feet more.
Wow. Well, I just want to go on air and on record as saying when it comes time to the assembly and the heavy lifting that my team at White Glove Moving and Storage would be happy to help.
Great. That's fantastic.
That's what I do. I have men with muscle. That's right. Put it to task. Put me to task.
Now, where do they drop off the book bags?
Right.
You can drop them off right there at 4875. 43rd Avenue, that's the Gifford Youth Achievement Center.
Okay.
Take 43rd Avenue to its end, which it stops right at 49th Street.
Yeah.
We are right to the left there. Can't miss us in
and
the park.
And what hours can we drop the bags off? 8:30
in the morning until 6 o'clock at night.
Beautiful.
And we are there with open arms. We even carry it in for you.
Oh, how convenient. And what about for families who are listening that might know of someone that can benefit from this opportunity? Do they need to pre-register or they just show up on the 4th?
Show up on the 4th and we're going to hand them out those beautiful book bags with a smile. We are also asking individuals who may have a little extra spare money to help us to purchase $10 or $20 gift cards to give to the older kids who may have some extra things that they really need. So, yes, right there at the center, we have areas around town that are collecting, but they're doing it privately. But bring it to the Gift of Youth. Or I'll come and pick it up, as I've done now 3 or 4 times already.
Service with a smile from Freddie Woolfolk.
Love it every minute of it.
Well, you know, there's a lot happening in the next several days, and so we want our listeners to be able to get a recap. So we are going to do that when we get back from commercial break. You're listening to The Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia-Tillery, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks.
Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Reviro, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Happy birthday to me.
To you.
I am so proud to be here. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to the Vero Insider. You can visit us online at theveroinsider.com. Live link to all of our amazing sponsors. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, who's celebrating a birthday with friends.
You're
in the
finally
studio.
One. You're 21.
Sure, you're adorable. 21 was fun.
She's legal, everybody.
I like my 30s. I'm embracing them. There's nothing wrong with 30-something.
Ish.
Now, next year, I might freak out when I get at the halfway mark. But right now, I'm okay. Right now, it's fine. But these amazing sponsors that we have help to support the show and also are favorites of mine. I don't just endorse anybody, for heaven's sakes. So Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza, is where you go to pamper yourself. Manicure, pedicure, lashes, waxing, facials. They do it all. They can do birthday parties, bridal showers, you name it. Any design, too. They are artists. They are genuinely artists.
Yes, they
They'll make you look amazing, and it'll last for weeks. Yours truly loves them. Foxy Nails. Hair Studio Vero, new location in the center of town, 12th Street and Old Dixie in the Industrial Plaza. Melissa and her team will make you look amazing at the best price around.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And she'll even put you on a program if you need, once you get into your 30s. Every 4 week, a touch-up. She'll take care of you. Yeah. Don't worry.
No,
I highly endorse this
it's
behavior.
A good program to
it's
be on.
It's a great
on.
Program because we don't want to look 30-something or 40-something or anything. You know, we want to look fabulous. And, of course, Pac-Mail, Beachside for all of your shipping needs. We ship art. We happily help out all of the galleries and museums throughout the area. So if you have any sentimental pieces, we'll happily come pick them up for of charge and make sure they arrive to their destination intact and on time. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We love to partner with our nonprofits and do what we can, both in kind and financially, to help their cause. Because when you love where you live and you make your community great, More people want to stay and raise their families. More people want to move here. So it's sort of self-serving, but in the end, it really is just about doing something good for others, I promise. So it's always free estimates, local long-distance moving. If you know of anyone that needs help with the heavy lifting, perhaps there's stairs or elevators involved, don't hesitate to mention White Glove. They keep me gainfully employed, and I would like to stay that way for many years to come, folks.
Yes, ma'am.
Indeed, indeed. Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star. It, you know, it's never too early to start securing your date for your holiday parties.
Exactly.
For your rehearsal dinners.
Yes.
Birthday parties.
Birthdays are huge. Yep.
How do they do that, Kitty?
All they have to do is call me at the Blue Star. You can call anytime. If we're not open, you can just leave a message on the machine, and I will personally call you back. And you just tell me what your needs are, and we will make them happen, and we will make everything fabulous.
And work around their budget.
Exactly, yes. You tell me the budget, and I work my magic.
Like something last minute comes up for the Main Street Conference. Kitty can be a hero. I'm just putting things together. I'm a matchmaker on air. That's what happens here, folks. I can't make this stuff up. Let's talk about that conference real quick with our executive director, Miss Katrina Palavoda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Monday through Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So it will be July 30th through August 1st. Mm-hmm. It will be pretty much in different historic buildings downtown. If you want the complete schedule, that's available on our website, mainstreetverobeach.org, or the floridamainstreet.com website. And you can register on eventbrite.com and search for Florida Main Street Conference.
What are you most excited about? The award show on Tuesday?
I always like the award show.
Me too.
It's, you know, it's all the good food. It's everybody kind of sitting down. It's our special, fun, like, preservation version of, like, the Academy Awards, sort of.
Oh,
I always look forward to it. It's always a lot of fun. And this year, our theme is actually going to be tropical. So I'm forcing everybody to wear tropical attire. Dressy tropical
attire. Sort of like the dress you're wearing now. Yes. It would totally pass.
Yes.
So to get in the spirit.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're going to have it where the tropics begin. So I said, everybody has to dress tropical.
Touche. So. Very appropriate. And as
Very
we
cool.
get ready to celebrate 100 years of Vero Beach, I think that it's great that you get to show
Thank
off
you.
Our main street. We've had such a revitalization, and we look forward to more growth and more prosperity in that area. And don't worry about parking when you go in to dine at the Blue Star. She has her own private parking lot, folks.
We've got parking.
Isn't that lovely? And Freddie Wolfwerk is here of the Gifford Youth Achievement Center,
yes.
where we're going to stuff some backpacks.
Stuff some backpacks and make some families happy. Have a fantastic day and get a chance to have the red hot chant and cheer. And hopefully when they leave there, they won't leave footprints. They'll leave float prints floating away.
Oh, that is clever.
Pretty cool, huh?
August 3rd is the stuffing. But folks listening right now, if you find a great sale on some backpacks you want to buy in bulk and contribute,
please do. And you bring those to the center at 4875 43rd Avenue in Vero Beach in the Gifford Park. And we'll come out and take them from your vehicle for you. You don't have to work. Make it as painless as possible. Just come out and have a great time and meet some new friends while you stand shoulder to shoulder as we pack those bags. The next day at 8 o'clock, we are somewhere there. We will open the doors at 9 o'clock. And I tell you, it's a great opportunity to take care of some needs of your family. We're happy for that.
It would feel so good to know that you're helping to get these kids focused, to have a great school year. They say from kindergarten to fourth grade, we learn to read. And from fourth grade on, we read to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to make sure that these children have the right tools so that they can do that. Because we all know that without a proper high school education or even beyond, it's hard to really excel in this modern day world. And though there's some opportunities, which is very exciting, mm-hmm. Where they're bringing in the vocational school here
exactly.
in town, and kids can really focus on a skill set, on a trade, you still need tools to get the rest of the classes done.
Exactly. They're finally realizing that every child is not made to go to college.
No, indeed.
Now with the vocational training from AC, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, we need those trades.
And we do. Those are critical.
After 20 years mm-hmm. I've been around, the center has learned that, and we are teaming up with the school district and the college, and with the new college that's going to be coming to teach those trades, it's going to be magnificent. I want to just make sure that everybody understands that the GYC is not just a place for education. It's also where people can get food, clothing, furniture, you name it, we can do it for you.
What's the website, Freddie?
Website is www.gyc.net.
GYAC, acronym for Gifford Youth Achievement Center. Well, there's clearly a lot going on, from yours truly having a birthday to a giant annual conference, free wine and delicious food at the Blue Star, and stuffing backpacks and helping out the kids in need in the Gifford area and surrounding. Don't hesitate. Until next week, cheers.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.